7 after the hour. We celebrate the 4th of July this weekend. Asking about your favorite patriotic song, lots of fireworks, lots of good television. The PBS special that focuses on the country, Jimmy Smith handles that, and he is the host of it. We'll hear from him later on in this hour, plus Jordan Sparks. The love Jennifer has for these people from American Idol, well documented.
She's very cool. She's cool.
Nice. Yeah. From what I hear of her, she's very cool. So we'll find out about her and her coolness and things that are of import. As a matter of fact, we'll do that in a few moments. We'll have a little laughter at 10 after as well, right after this on Good Day.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Spend less and get more during the Buy One, Get One Free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, you'll find great Buy One, Get One Free offers on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right. And with O'Reilly's everyday low prices, when you buy one and get one free, you save even more. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, so this old guy, let's call him Howard. Not in the best shape. I mean, Howard was not in the best shape. He was working out in the gym. He spotted a sweet young thing. No, I got to tell him.
This is
seriously, why don't you read these first?
Gossip.
You can't do that to us.
Yeah, I can. See what happens when gossip in a person's life becomes a hobby. Mildred, the church gossip, self-appointed arbiter of the church's morals, kept sticking her nose into other people's business. Several residents were unappreciative of her activities. They feared her enough to maintain their silence, though. She made a mistake, however, when she accused George, a new member, of being an alcoholic after she saw his pickup truck parked in front of the town's only bar. She commented to George and many others that everybody seeing it there would know what he was doing in there. George was a man of few words, stared at her for a moment, and just walked away. He did not explain, defend, or deny. He just said nothing. Later that evening, George quietly parked his pickup truck in front of Mildred's house and left it there all night. Take care of that circumstance.
Gotcha.
Right, Rich!
Dudley!
Let's prepare for Jordan Sparks. He'll be here right after this on Good Day.
Woo-hoo!
It's Macy's 4th of July sale. Get our lowest prices of the season on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Hotel, and more. Get a Sealy Posturepedic or Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $397. Or a Certapedic Eurotop Queen 2-Piece Set, $497. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's 4th of July sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, I'm Sean Donovan, Secretary of HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a new program that offers unemployed homeowners up to $50,000 in mortgage assistance, but you must act quickly. Get more information at findehlp.org or call 855-FIND-EHLP. That's findehlp.org or call 855-346-3345. You must act quickly.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As most of you know or remember, there is a live PBS broadcast that's become one of America's favorite Independence Day traditions, a Capitol 4th, featuring performances this year from some of the best-known musical names. There's a display of fireworks that we all look forward to. Jimmy Smits is going to host this lineup. Steve Martin is going to be on. Let's see. Look, we have a dog. And Richie, look who we've got. Jordan Sparks from American Idol. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, how are you guys?
I think we're doing well.
One of our favorites from American Idol. Now, what season was it? Season 6, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Season 6, and then I won in 2007.
What I have to ask you about, because I know, Jordan, you are on tour right now, and you're out with the Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block. How cool is that?
I am. It's really crazy. They put on a really good show. I finally got to watch it the other night, and I mean, with all 9 of them up there, it's totally like fangirl overload, but it's
Jennifer
so much fun.
Jennifer wants to know if she can be one of your backup dancers so that she can tour with the guys, too.
Can I join your tour, Jordan? Come on.
they're really, really sweet. I'm almost done, actually, so I only have a few more shows left, so I wouldn't be able to put you on payroll yet. But
I'll work for free. Ask Doug. I said, ask Doug. I'll work for free.
They're really sweet. They're really, really cool. A lot of them have, like, you know, their family and their kids with them. But I have to, like, compose myself because I knew a couple of New Kids songs, but I was definitely, I grew up with Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, and I was kind of, you know, I was that girl. And walking around and, like, seeing Howie and AJ from Backstreet Boys, I have to go, okay, Jordan, calm down. It's okay. You're supposed to be on this tour.
And that's the crazy thing. I mean, you know, obviously from American Idol, you guys, you know, all have some music background. You're really working hard, and then you get thrust into just, boom, mainstream, top 10, all the life. All of a sudden, boom, you're there. And then now you're touring with, you know, the icons like the Backstreet Boys and those guys. What kind of a reality check is that for you? I mean, you grew up in kind of a famous family with your dad being a pro football player. But what kind of a just thrust into reality was that for you?
It was definitely crazy. I mean, it was like I got off stage from winning American Idol. I went and hugged my family, and then somebody tapped my shoulder and said, hey, Jordan Press in 5 minutes. And, you know, that's kind of how it's been ever since. My dad, when he played football, I mean, we were sort of in the spotlight, just, you know, my mom and me and my brother just being there and, you know, supporting him and, you know, watching him do interviews and different things like that. And I definitely watched and soaked in what my dad did and, you know, how he interacted with people and fans. And it kind of just helped translate to what I'm doing now. But it's been a lot. It's pretty much been nonstop ever since. I can't believe it's almost been 5 years.
So now you get to perform on stage at the Capitol 4th on the 4th of July with big names and on PBS. How does that feel?
It's good. I'm excited. I mean, anytime I get to sing the national anthem, I definitely feel honored in being a part of this humongous show that's, you know, been such a big deal for the past, I don't know how many years. It's going to be amazing to be able to sing that. I'm also doing the song Beauty and the Beast. It's actually the 20th anniversary of Beauty and the Beast, which is why I'm singing it. And Mark and Chelsea from Dancing with the Stars are going to be dancing to this song while I sing it. So it's going to be a really, really cool.
So you don't know this yet.
Yeah, we have to.
We're going to help you out with something.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So Doug's a freak about the national anthem being sung properly.
It's like his thing. Mm-hmm.
And every time that somebody sings the anthem at an event, we play it back to see whether they got it right or not. So we're going to give you the upfront on whether it's right or not. Now, I don't know whether you realize this. You probably do, being a professional musician, that the word banner in the national anthem has three, was it three notes, though?
Three notes.
Three notes.
Right.
And how should it be sung?
How you want me to sing it?
I want you to show Jordan how to sing it.
Oh, no.
Right, so here's the story.
The first.
The essence of my...
Jordan, we apologize, but he's a freak about
this.
No,
I don't like it when people don't sing it right. It's a national anthem. It should be sung right. There are three notes. Ban-ner-er. So if you sing, there are so many people who do ban-ner-er, and it drives me nuts.
There will be a test on this later, by the way.
Ban-ner-er. Didn't we have Jordan? I thought we played back a version at one point in time that Jordan sang
and
the national anthem.
Right.
And she did it right.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, good, I passed.
You passed.
Did.
Yes, you did pass. Yes, you got a gold star.
Their obsessions, you know.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, and don't
just remember Ban-ner-er.
We won't be playing this back next week after you do it and critiquing it and making sure that you got it right because Doug will say, I told her how to get it right.
No pressure.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. I love it.
Yeah. Just remember that. That's how you'll remember me and us, all right, Jordan?
The Ban-ner-er.
Also appearing with Jordan in the show, I think I talked about Steve Martin. Josh Groban will be there, and Little Richard, the National Symphony Orchestra. You'll be singing with them. No, they're the backup for you, right? I mean, they're not backup, but they're the... Yeah. So what are you going to sing?
Well, I will be doing the National Anthem.
Besides the National Anthem, though. Yeah, we know that. What else are you going to sing?
Yes, I'll be doing that. And then I'm doing, I'm singing Beauty and the Beast, which I know seems a little crazy, but it's actually the 20th anniversary of, you know, the movie being, you know, put out and created. And so I'm singing the song Beauty and the Beast. And then Mark Ballas and Chelsea Hightower from Dancing with the Stars are going to dance to it as well. So it's going to be this really, really pretty intricate song. And then with the orchestra behind me, it's going to be so beautiful.
Will That'd Little Richard awesome. Be coming on stage and joining you for that number?
He's the Beast.
I don't think so, but if he waltzes on, I'm sure it'll be a great TV moment.
Jordan, I'm just curious, before we run out of time, how your life, other than the professional that you tapped on the shoulder and it's been like that ever since, what's this done for your social life? What's your private life like?
Well, as of right now, I mean, I'm still super, super close to my family, and my brother actually just got a scholarship to play football at University of North Dakota, so we're all really excited and prepared for that. So I'm just like, now I kind of just want to be like, okay, this fall, every Saturday, PJ's going to have a game, so I got to make sure that I'm there for that.
Cool.
So, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. So I have to make sure that, you know, I fit things in, and it's crazy to have to be like, you have to tell me months in advance when things are going to happen, because I don't know. I might be touring. I might be overseas. I might be doing whatever. Sack. It's crazy, but
football's a good sport because you know where you need to be and what time you need to be there. So that's good.
Exactly, it's good. And my friends have been really cool about it. My best friend actually just got married this past weekend, and I was the maid of honor in her wedding, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Oh,
so,
very cool.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of changes for sure.
You got to remember who you are, where you came from. It's nice to be important, as the old cornball disc jockey expression goes, but it's more important to be nice. Yeah. It really is.
There
and
you go.
You got to keep your perspective on things. Nice to meet you, Jordan. Good luck.
Right. And thank you. Nice to meet you sort of through the phone, too.
Yeah. Take good care of those dogs. Jordan
thank
Sparks.
I will. Now they're quiet.
That's good. A Capital Fourth, the top-rated program on PBS last year, as a matter of fact, from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol. It's 8 to 9:30 Eastern Time. Check your local listings on the 4th.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child, and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
To the PetSmart 4th of July sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $4 on all varieties of IAMS dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags. No matter your dog's life stage, breed size, or specific need, PetSmart has the largest selection of IAMS formulas among leading retailers to help you find the right nutrition for your dog. Don't miss these 4th of July deals only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid July 1st through July 4th.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com. The Doug.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The people. Jimmy Smits, by the way. We had Jordan Sparks on. Jimmy Smits here in a few minutes talking about the celebration of our country's birthday on Monday, the big PBS special. Meanwhile, John Lennon in the background. A story has surfaced this week that I find interesting not only in its content, but the way it's been presented, as if John Lennon being right of center was something no one could imagine. The right-wingers have had a field day with this.
I couldn't imagine.
Pretty much the left-wingers have left it alone. But Yoko Ono apparently is shedding some light on John Lennon, whose former assistant Fred Seaman says in a new documentary that Lennon quietly converted to conservatism before he died. The assistant said, quote, John basically made it clear that if he were an American, he would vote for, if he were an American, he'd vote for Reagan because he was sour on Jimmy Carter.
So why is that so?
I think there were more conversions from Democrat to conservative during Jimmy Carter than any other
right.
period in this country.
Yeah. He also said, the aide said that Lennon enjoyed arguing with left-wing radicals. This is American Spectator story last year that argues more or less the same thing that this documentary does. Jimmy Carter was an interesting president. Excuse me. Not our best. Among the worst we've seen. You go through the history of our country. A lot of you don't do that or haven't done that, unfortunately. But if we had a decent educational system that actually went back through the history of our country and we learned from understanding the mistakes that many presidents, every president, we all are human, we all, never mind presidents, we all make mistakes. So it is not without note that you look at the accomplishments of many of our presidents and think, wow, this was really cool, or wow, this guy was really a dummy. Nobody's ever going to accuse Jimmy Carter of being a dummy. Bad manager? Yes. Good human being? Yes. Micromanaging the White House did not work for him, nor did it work for most of us. That did not change, however, who Jimmy Carter is. Not who he was. He was a lousy president. He is, and always has been, a good man. There's a new book coming out. I got the galleys for this, Richie, the other day. I'm going to hold the picture up to the camera. Those of you who are following the video stream at DougStephan.com can see the title of this manuscript, which is becoming a book about Jimmy Carter. You see that? Jimmy Carter was and is a man of peace. Sometimes he annoys some of his former colleagues by either talking too much according to them or saying things that don't help the cause, i.e. Democrats getting elected. He doesn't see that as his job anymore. As a matter of fact, he's pretty critical of many, if not most, of the current crop of Democrats. He will not speak to Bill Clinton when he sees him. They shun. You know, Clinton doesn't shun him, but he shuns him.
Speaks to you, though.
But still,
good morning, Mr. Carter.
Hi. President Carter, it's Doug Steffen. How are you? I like him. Not as president, but as a nice guy. Person who leads a life of compassion.
Yeah.
More people can learn from the example that he has set in his retirement. The way he's helped people and not necessarily himself is kind of a good thing. And we wouldn't do justice to Jimmy Carter's memory if we did not acknowledge that. I don't think anyway. When it comes to being a peace person, he is on the top of the list. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
In ancient China, people believed that fire could get rid of evil spirits, sparks were a good omen, and sound could frighten ghosts. Now, centuries later, we think firecrackers are just the thing to celebrate the 4th of July. Just who thought this stick with the big bang up? An alchemist and would-be medicine man. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. According to BigFireworks.com, there was a guy who had the imagination and the nerve to light the very first rolled-up stick of gunpowder. His name was Song Shi Mao, and he did the deed in a cave in Hunan Province around 618 A.D. It was a good place to try this out if something went wrong. Seems to have gone okay. Song Shi Mao's tools and workbench are still around somewhere, supposedly not blown to smithereens. Some say the Chinese invented gunpowder when they tried to make a medicine that would prolong life. They definitely succeeded in creating something that is used to commemorate life's milestones. Weddings, birthdays, and even new business ventures are celebrated in China with a big bang. So on our country's birthday, when you look up into the sky, think about that guy in the cave. It must have been really loud in there. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on health care by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 44, 800-756-3744.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Okay, I got you. It's a good day. Good day to be me.
The occasion of our anniversary, our birthday, if you will, July the 4th, brings about every year a broadcast that has become actually. I'm told that Richie, this is the PBS broadcast of the Independence Day programming, a capital fourth is what it's called, become the top-rated program in primetime on PBS the last couple of seasons. And some of the people that have become a part of this, we have Steve Martin on the show this year. We have Jordan Sparks, with whom we have spoken already. Little Richard will be a lot of fun. And the fellow that sort of puts it all together is Jimmy Smits. Not a fellow that most people, when you say Jimmy Smits, immediately there is a television character, and it wouldn't be necessarily one because he's played a number of important television characters. And I have to tell you, I remember talking to you last year about this occasion, the involvement that you had with the 4th of July celebration. But I also remember we plugged a new show that you were going to be doing, and it went on the air, and it wasn't successful, and I don't know why, because of all the things.
Show.
It was a really great show. I'm not blowing smoke in your ear for whatever. And just for a second, let's have the audience understand what it is about timing and how these shows are put together. You did the thing in Miami that didn't have the grit that this show had. So just a little bit on that. You were a judge. You were a judge, and then you got off the bench.
Okay, so there were like two strikes there in a row. You talked about the Supreme Court and the Miami show.
Miami show wasn't good. The Supreme Court show was good.
It's part of the business. So I wish I could. There's no rhyme or reason in terms of explanations. You know, I had great times working on both of those shows, and you know, just keep on moving.
I know, but it's just frustrating when you do something. It can't be as frustrating to us as it is to you.
I'm sure. I mean, Jimmy, I got attached to that show.
I liked it. It was a great show.
I got attached to it, and I was like, this is a good show.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so now come up with another one. That's your job.
Yeah, exactly. Your job.
Get another good show for us to watch.
Just get another up at bat. That's what that's all about.
That's right. Up at bat. Get up at bat. All right. So why is it that you feel so attached to this celebration? Because you seem to have now become very identified with this. What is there about it that does it for you?
Well, it's just the feeling that I get every year when I look at those fireworks and I see the hundreds of thousands of people who are on that West Lawn there. And it just kind of reaffirms for myself and my family this, you know, feeling of what it is to be a part of this country.
And, all right, explain your family heritage for those who may not know, will you?
I'm second generation in this country. My mother is from Puerto Rico, and my father's from a Dutch colony in South America. So, I mean, it's the classic immigrant story that you hear about that this country has been founded upon. You know, it's So to kind of like be together as a family and kind of see what the day represents and be there with so many people, it just it's every year I get goosebumps when I when I see those fireworks, and it's a really well produced show. You know, you mentioned how well it does on PBS every year, and the talent lineup that they have is, to me, the tapestry of what this country is all about. So they kind of, you know, Steve Martin playing his banjo, and Little Richard doing rock and roll. You know, it's Josh Groban's going to be there. Jordan Sparks, you mentioned Jordan that you spoke to from American Idol. It's just, it just kind of reaffirms again what the greatness of our country.
Mm. So you use the word tapestry, which is a wonderful word in a sense. I used to, I mean, there have been people who have referred to it as the melting pot. Some people call it the mosaic. We know we have problems, certainly, because in some people's minds, we have too many people who aren't like us, whatever that means. And so you can almost forget about those things at a time like this. And maybe there are some other things when you think about us coming together, growing up in this country and some of the things you've experienced as either a young adult or an adult, Jimmy. I always go back to 1969 when the men landed on the moon, how extraordinarily unifying it was, not only for us in our country, but all around the world.
Right.
But nobody cared about anybody else's history, religion, where their family, nobody cared.
Well, you know, that's the same. I echo exactly what you say, and I know that I feel that amongst those couple of hundred thousand people that are there, all representative of service people and just people that come from all around the country to be in D.C. amongst those monuments, and for whatever reason that may be, if they're newly immigrant to this country, if they're from the Midwest, if they're parts of families that have lost young people in the supreme sacrifice in terms of defending our country, all of those people are there, and yeah, you do kind of like it reaffirms what it is to be part of this country, and you know, we certainly have enough in terms of what we see on TV every day of the extremes,
yeah,
of that kind of polarity. And but on that day, I just wish that feeling would kind of generate more goodwill.
Yeah, believe
because
me.
Because of the problems that we have to deal with. Also.
I'm with you. I don't like listening to a lot of the radio stuff that I every once in a while I'm hearing because it's so divisive. It doesn't bring us together. It doesn't fix anything. It just helps to underscore that which is different and which has been the health of our country. And our differences have been our health.
Absolutely.
Yeah, over the years. So in terms of putting this together, what does it take behind the scenes? Take us behind the scenes for a few seconds. And, you know, you talked about how well produced it is. What does it take? This is, you're doing a live show. When you do a television show or a movie, you get to do it as many times as it takes to get it right. Not so here.
Not so. And there's a lot of people out there. It's like there are a couple of hundred thousand people that are on the lawn and in front of the Capitol, at least 30 or 40,000 that you're actually facing. So it's a little daunting.
Mm-hmm.
But the show is now with all the HD work. There are over 20-something cameras that they have posited everywhere around different monuments and you know, it's just this big extravaganza when you come on the lawn there and see the cranes and the huge high definition monitors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They really do a wonderful job with it.
Can you visit a place like Washington and blend in, or so many people know you? Is it hard for you to take people, maybe your family or friends? Or
oh, Doug, yeah, put my hat, my baseball cap, and my glasses on, and I'm.
Right, just like Whitey Bulger.
See, Jimmy, I'm good to go.
I live in Washington, D.C., so don't think I won't be walking around the mall looking for you on Monday.
Well, I will be there. I mean, it has become a little tradition with my family now also that the extended family, I have nieces and nephews and my kids and my grandkids. We have a great time that weekend. Just
you have grandkids? You have grandkids?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Oh, God. Absolutely. Huh. But we'll go to, you know, do some tours of the monuments different places.
What's your favorite monument? My favorite is the World War II monument. What is your favorite monument?
Well, I just love the Lincoln Memorial because of the stature of it. You know?
Yeah.
It's very inspiring. But
it's an amazing thing.
We usually go in the evening to the Vietnam, to the wall.
Isn't that so moving?
You know, everything into perspective.
Yep.
Jimmy, good luck, and thank you for this. On the 4th of July, usually if you check the local listings, it'd be 8 o'clock, but it's 8 o'clock Eastern time anyway. I know that for sure. Capital 4th on PBS. Best of luck. Continuing success, Jimmy. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Doug. Take care, Rich. Thanks so much.
All right, man. I'll be stalking you on Monday.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The 4th of July weekend is upon us. 800-510-8255. Which of these three is not a symbol of America, Richie? Is it the Washington Monument? Is it the Lincoln Monument? Or is it the Golden Gate Bridge? This is a test.
It's not a symbol
emergency
of
broadcasting
America.
Babble.
I would say
this
the Golden Gate Bridge.
No.
I mean, the Lincoln Memorial is a a memorial to Lincoln, so it's not of America.
Right. Very good.
But how is the Golden Gate Bridge a symbol of America?
All right, so then Richie...
Okay, so we got that one. Okay.
Richie got the point for that. Jennifer, you'll try this one.
Okay.
Which bird is a symbol of America?
Okay.
The bald eagle, the hawk, or the turkey?
I'd like to go with the bald eagle, please.
Bald eagle. All right, so Jennifer gets 2 points for that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's your turn to answer the question, 800-510-8255. Which document is not a symbol of America? The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Indenture, or the Constitution of the United States? Which of those documents is not a symbol of America? 800-510-8255. A swell prize for the person who figures this out. Is it the Declaration? Is it the Bill of Indenture? Or is it the Constitution that is not a symbol of America? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, as we get into the new month, there are things to celebrate and things not to celebrate. How about we, first of all, celebrate the 10, according to Men's Health Magazine, July edition, the 10 healthy, most physically active, probably the better way of putting it, the top 10 cities in our country where people are the most physically active. Richie?
Number 10.
Number 10, in terms of people of power, Minneapolis.
Wow.
Number 9.
Denver.
Okay.
Ooh.
Number 8.
Atlanta.
All right.
Number 7.
Portland.
Okay, that makes sense.
Number 6.
Reno.
Okay. Really?
Number 5.
Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Number 4.
Washington, D.C.
Get out of town.
Number 3.
Huh? Listen, why would you think that would be not a place for physically active people? All right, number 3. Oakland, California.
Number 2.
San Francisco, California.
Number 1.
Seattle.
See, all of those are like outdoorsy places.
Yep, most physically active people are
Northwest,
in those cities.
The Rocky Mountains, stuff
Oakland
like that.
Oakland is a little surprising.
Yeah, Oakland is the one that took me by surprise.
Of course, you have to run from all the criminals.
That's exactly it.
All right, so here's the list on the other side of the most sedentary. In other words, where the laziest, fattest people live in our country. From number 10 to number 1.
Number 10.
Number 10 is Charleston, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Number 9.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
Number 8.
Nashville.
Number 7.
Laredo, Texas.
Number 6.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Number 5.
Oklahoma City.
Number 4.
Tulsa.
Number 3.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Number 2.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Number 1.
Lexington, Kentucky has gained a new distinction. The most sedentary city in these United States.
Now, most of those are outdoorsy type places, too. Except kind of different.
Yes,
hotter and humider, though.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
All right, here's Vince in Melbourne, WMEL. Hello there, Vince. I was going to say John because he runs the station. How are you doing, Vince?
Hey, I'm all right. How you doing?
Well, thank you. Okay, which of those documents is not a symbol of America? The Constitution, the Bill of Indenture, or the Declaration of Independence?
The middle one, the Bill of, what'd you say, Indenture?
What he said, yeah. Right. The Bill of Indenture has nothing to do, well, I mean, it does have to do, it was part of the freedom of slavery movement. Or lack thereof, if you will. So the Constitution obviously is a symbol. The Declaration is a symbol. So we're going to send you a symbol of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Vince, hold on just a second. 51 after on Good Day.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military
military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It is truly and literally a day to remember. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It is Memorial Day, a time to remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice defending and protecting our freedom. Here's how Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert Manning puts it.
I think that Memorial Day is a time for Americans to really take a clear look at both our past and our future. It's the day of the year when we acknowledge the debt that we owe those men and women.
Lieutenant Colonel Manning tells us over 8 months of planning goes into the Memorial Day event to be held at Arlington National Cemetery later today. The observance of Memorial Day there includes the laying of the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Hundreds of members of the military from all branches of the service will be there, along with thousands of citizens from across the country. Memorial Day, says the Lieutenant Colonel, can serve as a history lesson.
As we look back from, you know, from Valley Forge all the way to Iraq and Afghanistan now, the fighting spirit of American soldiers really define the history and what I think is really all that's good about our nation.
And what will Lieutenant Colonel Manning be thinking about today?
I've spent two tours in Iraq, and I think about those soldiers that I served with that didn't make it back. They were my soldiers, they were my friends, my brothers in arms and sisters in arms.
And so, Memorial Day, the unofficial start to the summer season, filled with trips to the beach, backyard barbecues, family gatherings, and more. But a day when we should all take time to simply remember. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Memorial Day, of course, a holiday in every sense, federal, state, and local. Banks closed, no mail delivery. Schools closed, and a day off for the stock market. Wall Street reopens tomorrow, and this holiday shortened week we'll see economic data, including the latest numbers on consumer confidence, construction spending, and the important job creation report at the end of the week. And on this Memorial Day, we spotlight a unique individual and the wonderful effort he is a part of. His name is Joe Horowitz of Long Island, New York, a young guy who happens to be a professional golfer with a dream of making it to the PGA Tour. He's also very involved in something called the Lead the Way Fund.
Well, Lead the Way Fund was created in 2007 in memoriam of Sergeant James J. Regan, who's from Manhasset, Long Island. Went to Duke University, had a bunch of law school offers, scholarship offers, Wall Street offers, turned it all down to fight for his country. He became an Army Ranger and was killed on his fourth tour of duty in Iraq in February 2007. And what Lead the Way Fund does is fill the gaps that the government just can't fill when it comes to supporting the Army Rangers and their families, whether they're active Army Rangers, hurt, fallen, disabled Army Rangers.
As it turns out, Joe only knew Sergeant Jimmy Regan by way of another friend, but this cause has become a major part of his life. In addition to his golfing talents, Joe is also a talented singer and songwriter.
I went to the Regans with the idea of writing a song, not a sad ballad about how sad the story actually is, but a glimpse into the relationship that a son has with his parents and the story that Jimmy had and what he wanted to do. And when the Regans started to Lead the Way Fund, how they carried on the torch of what Jimmy started.
There's a fire burning on the inside of my soul, and it started on the streets of my hometown.
When I started writing this song, I interviewed a lot of Jimmy's friends and family, and the quote that stood out to me was, Jimmy always said, you know, if we don't do this, who will?
If we don't tell me who will, lead the way.
Joe Horowitz, man of many talents, giving so much for those who make so many sacrifices for all of us. If you'd like to donate to the effort, visit leadthewayfund.org on iTunes. The proceeds go toward the Lead the Way Fund. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Get the good stuff.
Even with today's high-tech engines, a good old-fashioned oil change is still the most important maintenance you can do. Changing your oil every 3 months or 3,000 miles improves fuel economy and dependability and helps you avoid costly repairs. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Napa conventional motor oil for just $1.59 per quart. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.